Moncrief on News Talk.
As you've been hearing all this week, it is Make-A-Wish Week on News Talk. And as part of that, we're highlighting some of the 214 wishes that Make-A-Wish granted last year. 10-year-old Maisie Randall from Meath, who's soon to be 11, who has spina bifida and hydrocephalus, was thrilled to visit the Harry Potter studios along with her family. And we're joined by Maisie's mother, Rebecca. Rebecca, good afternoon to you.
Hi, how are you?
So that was kind of a trip of a lifetime for Maisie, I'm assuming.
Absolutely, yeah. Maisie's a mad Harry Potter fan. Yeah.
When did you know that there were going to be health issues? Was it before she was born?
Yeah, so I went for my regular 20-week scan and we were told then that Maisie had spina bifida at that scan.
And what was the kind of, as I understand, she had to have surgery almost immediately.
She did, yeah. So when Maisie was born, she was brought to the NICU in Rotunda Hospital. And then from there, she was brought straight over to Temple Street Hospital. So she had surgery at 3 hours old to close the back.
Because that was open when she was born.
That was open, yes. Yeah. It's like a little sac when you've spina bifida and that had burst. So she needed surgery immediately to have that.
Yeah, and how much surgery has she had since that over the last?
So we're up to surgery number 9 now at the minute. So, yeah, she's had gone through a lot.
Yeah, she has gone through a lot. Are they big surgeries? Does it kind of take it out of her? It must do.
Yeah, so like 4 of those surgeries were brain surgeries. So for the hydrocephalus, she has this thing called a VP shunt.
Explain what that is, because I had to look that up when I'd never heard of it before.
So it's basically this, it's just a little small, it's just on the outside of your skull. And there's a little tube that goes into the inside, so, and then the other tube comes down and it basically goes down around your organs and it empties into a cavity, just empty cavity just on the outside in your stomach area. So that is draining the cerebral fluid from Maisie's brain down. So basically, like, our brains will do that themselves, our bodies does that themselves, it empties cerebral spinal fluid, but Maisie's doesn't. So she just needs that help. So with hydrocephalus, it can be dangerous if left untreated. If it's left untreated, it is life-threatening. So it is constantly keeping an eye on that, making sure that that's okay. So unfortunately for Maisie, she's had 3 revisions of her shunt. So that was all within 9 months, before she was 9 months old.
Oh,
so,
gosh.
Yeah, she really went through it. Thank God we've had no issues so far.
Yeah, okay. does that shunt have to be replaced every now and again or anything like that?
So they usually give about a 10-year lifespan on them. So Maisie's been in for 10 years now. So we're hoping so far so good that it's okay. But it will eventually need to be replaced. So there is signs and stuff that you need to look out for that, like headaches, vomiting. It kind of differs from person to person how it will come to light that there is an issue there. Like when Maisie was having the shunt revisions, she was always medically well, but her head would start kind of swelling. She was a baby, you know, the bones are still soft, so there was space for the fluid to go. Now that she's older, the bones are fused, so there's nowhere for that fluid to go anymore. So she will probably present differently now, as in like headaches or vomiting, like pains in the eyes or anything different where her vision, that can be affected as well, or behavioural issues as well is another thing that could come into play with that.
Right, okay, yeah. So the normal course of a day that you know, there's a lot of things that you all have to look out for.
Definitely, yeah. And then, I mean, with spina bifida comes bladder and bowel issues. So like Maisie would self-catheterise 5 times a day. Like she learned to do that very young. She's extremely independent. She's such an independent little girl. She's very headstrong.
Yeah.
So she wanted to know how to do these things. So she's learned to self-catheterise then. So that's another thing. You kind of have to keep an eye for kidney problems and stuff like that then going along as well.
Yeah. And how's her mobility?
So her mobility has always been quite well. Like she's always used a walker and she's always kind of walked about as much as she can. She'd only use the wheelchair for a long distance if we were going for a walk in the park or around a shopping centre or if we were coming into town. Mm. But she had a fracture in August 2023, so that put her into the wheelchair then full time. So she actually had surgery just in November gone for that fracture. So she's slowly getting back up to walking about again, using her walker. But I'd say 90% of the time she's wheelchair.
Yeah.
She's using the wheelchair, but she flies around in the wheelchair.
Yes, it did. And school and that kind of thing?
Yeah, so she's in school in Chocter Lake in Ballymun. So shout out to school in Chocter Lake. Mm. They she's there now. She's in fourth class there now.
Mm.
But she's great. She loves school. She's not mad at homework, but she loves school and loves her friends and everything. But she'd walk about in the classroom, but then out in the yard, she'd use the wheelchair.
Yeah.
You know? So she just kind of decides herself how she's feeling on the day and stuff. So she wouldn't have any feeling from her ankles down. So she wouldn't move her ankles or her toes or anything like that. So that's where her kind of...
Oh, so there's a danger of injuring yourself there, not realising
it. Exactly,
Because obviously there's a physical toll of all this on Maisie, but I assume there's a psychological toll as well. She can't do some of the things other kids can do.
Absolutely, and that does take its toll on her. And she really suffered there a couple of years ago. See, Maisie's, she's linked in with a psychologist, so they kind of done an assessment and realised Maisie's IQ is quite high for her age, but her emotional IQ is quite, it's not low, it's at her age.
Mm, yeah.
So she was kind of, she knew that, like, I've got spina bifida, I've got hydrocephalus, but emotionally she couldn't really gauge that, like, why me kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And that really took a toll on her. So we went through a while where she didn't want to use the wheelchair. She didn't want to use the walker. Like, she wears AFOs, so they're like a leg brace kind of thing. So she didn't want to wear them, and she didn't want to be different. She just didn't want to have spina bifida anymore. Wanted to be like everybody else. So it was a really difficult time for her. And sometimes she does still get that way, that she'll kind of say, like, this just isn't fair.
Yeah.
You know, and you can go places and they'll say, oh, we're wheelchair accessible when you get there, and it's not. And it's just heartbreaking for her, you know, to have to deal with it at such a young age, you know, and like that she is so headstrong that she will give everything a go and she will try.
Mm.
But it's just when there's barriers put down in front of her, she's kind of like, but why though? Like, why does it have to be like, you know, so hard?
That must be hard for you as well, though.
Oh, God, yeah. Like, it's heartbreaking for her, you know, to watch her having to go through it all. And you do kind of think, it's like, but why her? And she's so, she's so kind. She's so friendly. She's a funny little character. Like, she'll have you roaring laugh and, like, stuff she comes out with. And you think, well, she's just, so hard on her.
She does a bit of sport, though.
She does, yeah. So she's into athletics. So she does javelin, shot put, discus, and she does track as well in the chair. So a coach came in last year to the school and they were doing athletics, and Maisie thought, oh my gosh, this is completely for me. And so we ran with it. So she's actually got 17 medals now from that, from doing competitions and stuff like that. Yeah, so she's loving it now. Like, she's really loving it. And she's with an athletics club in Meath, in Athboy, Father Murphy's Athletics as well. So she's loving it there. They're fantastic and the coaches are brilliant and everything.
Well, winning medals, that must be a great confidence booster.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's it. And she loves that. And it's with the Irish Wheelchair Association and Irish Para Athletics as well. So it's just such a lovely community, because it's kind of, everybody is like Maisie. It's other wheelchair users. It's not wheelchair users, even there's people that are walking as well, but they have a different disability. So it's just really lovely to see, like, you know, for me, it's like, it's not just me. That kind of way. So it is lovely it's a lovely little community. Yeah.
So the trip to go to the Harry Potter studios, is that, you just apply for it, or how does it work?
Yeah, exactly. So we just applied to Make-A-Wish. I think we've done it online. As far as I can remember, somebody had just mentioned to me, would you not think of Make-A-Wish? And I thought, you know, never crossed my mind. So I said, you know, we'll put in and see what happened. So they got back in touch with me and said, yep, so there's a couple of forms to fill out. The doctor needs to fill out a couple of forms and stuff like that. So Maisie's doctor was more than happy to do that for her. So after that, then Make-A-Wish sent out this lovely workbook for Maisie to fill out. So I hadn't said anything to Maisie about Make-A-Wish.
Yeah.
I didn't know whether we would get a wish or anything like that. So I said, we'll put in and see. And thank God she was eligible for a wish, and it was lovely. So the workbook they sent out was just, there was so much detail in the workbook. I just thought it was brilliant. So it was like your favourite colour, your favourite food, your favourite actor, actress, singer, band, what's your favourite colour to have in your room? Like, they covered absolutely everything in the book. So they got a really good understanding of Maisie.
Mm.
And what she liked, and, you know, and...
Oh, so at that stage, had you said she'd like to visit the Harry Potter studio?
No.
Or they were just fishing in a
exactly,
way?
Exactly, yeah. They're putting feelers out to see kind of what she was into. Like, her favourite books, which was obviously Harry Potter at the time as well. So, they kind of, it's kind of like they're putting feelers out to see what are you into? What do you like? to try and gauge what sort of wish she would like. So
okay, and then they came back with this.
So they came back. So there was like, there was two or three things that kind of came to light throughout the workbook of, you know, she had, I can't remember how she said the Harry Potter studios, but that came up. And then there was like a room makeover, I think, as well. And we done a Zoom call then with Make-A-Wish with the volunteers there and the grant the wish granters and stuff. So they kind of said, well, it's very obvious from talking to Maisie and everything what she'd like to do. So, yeah, so that's how the wish. Then we were given a wish granter. So she was the one that kind of put everything together. So you have a contact constantly from there on, that if you have a question about the wish or anything, that you can pick up the phone and ring them or send them a text message to say, you know, this is going on. What do you know? Like, it was just really nice to have that communication.
Yeah, yeah. As well. And so then, and presumably then when you arrived in London and you went to the studio, they were expecting you and it was kind of laid on.
Yeah, so we got there and it was like that because it's a tour, but it's kind of a self-guided tour as well of the place. So I don't want to give too much away because there's a few surprises if anybody's listening and going. I don't want to give anything away. But the staff are just so knowledgeable of everything. Like Maisie is a Luna Lovegood fan. Evanda Lynch, she's just like Maisie idolises her. Like she's amazing. So there was part of the tour that they had all of her wigs out, all of her jewellery, her dresses, and they just knew so much about it. Obviously, they work there, they need to know so much, but their knowledge, Maisie was just there for ages talking to them about Luna Lovegood and everything to do with her and how she made some of her own jewellery for the movies and stuff like that. So it was just so lovely. Like, I think she went around open-mouthed the whole time. It's the quietest I've ever heard Maisie going around the studios.
Oh, God, that's lovely.
Yeah.
One of our listeners has texted in to say, I have spina bifida and hydrocephalus. I'm 45 years old. I managed to go without a shunt revision between the ages of 10 to 30. So you can get lucky with one sometimes. I have a fairly active life. It gets better. Good luck to Maisie.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. That's so nice to hear.
And now, she's only in fourth class, but has Maisie ever said, you know, what she'd like to do when she grows up or anything like that?
Oh, she wants to be an actor.
Of course.
Surprise,
yeah. Yes, of course, right. Okay, so in maybe 10 or 20 years' time, some other Make-A-Wish will grant a wish to somebody else to go to London to see the Maisie Randall
this
exhibition.
Absolutely.
That would be a beautiful circle. Rebecca, thanks a million for coming in to talk
to
us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Rebecca Randall there. And if it is Make-A-Wish week on News Talk, if you'd like to help, continue to help people like Maisie, who you just heard about, you can go to makeawish.ie/donate. makeawish.ie/donate.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.